Night. Hello there. Welcome to North Shore Sports Night on a Monday night. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. And we are getting ready for fall high school football season, among other things. Welcome. Lots to talk about tonight. A few guests lined up. We had some guests bail on us, others not available. We'll tell you who is available. We'll have Gloucester Times Sports editor Nick Kukerul back with us tonight, talking about the Gloucester Hall of Fame inductions, the new Hall of Fame inductions that will be taking place in just about a month from now. Also going to talk a little bit about football, our football schedule. Tim has lined up Beverly football coach Dan Bauer. I've got some calls out to people. Haven't responded yet. It's still kind of busy. People on summer vacation still, and coaches and athletic directors passing out uniforms, that kind of thing. We're hoping to get a hold of some of the new ADs, too. We're going to check in with Gary Larrabee. I'm not sure if he's available tonight. Hope so. Also, the Salem News, we're going to give them a call. But Bill Newell will be stopping by later on. We'll be chatting with Bill, too. So, Tim Kearns is back, and what's been going on, big guy?
As we were discussing just before we came on here, the plight of my truck and the expenses involved in keeping a 15-year vehicle motoring down the road happily. Did a couple of big bike rides this past week. Monday, my best friend and I, we did about 250 miles. That was an easy one. And then
your other best friend.
Yeah, my other best friend, exactly. my best friend, who was my best man at my wedding, who began his toast with, "I had nothing to do with this," disclaiming any responsibility for my wedding, because my wife knew both him and his wife. She went to school with both of them and was best friends with his wife. So he claimed he had nothing to do with the fact that somehow I was end up marrying who I was marrying at that time, because I used to blame him all the time. My brother and I got together on Friday, and he lives in Maine. I met him in New Hampshire at a local diner, and we proceeded to do. Let's see, from the time I left my driveway, the time I drove back in my driveway, it was 462 miles.
Okay.
So it was a great day of riding on both of those days.
We have some good weather.
Oh, yeah. Oh, spectacular for riding.
Last week, we talked with Gary Larrabee, and, of course, we talked about, Jordan Spieth was going for the third major win.
Right.
Didn't get it, but came pretty damn close.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, easily the golfer of the year so far, without question. But we talked about that. Gary talked about all the local stuff that's going on. I hadn't been talking with Gary. As you know, as anybody who follows North Shore Sports Night knows, we have been working vigorously to change the website, get a brand new website, and we're transitioning from morestuffonline.com over to MSO New Sports, and it's the one S in the middle there. It's MSO News Sports or MSO New Sports, however you want to look at it. But obviously, we're doing news, sports, community, entertainment, business, and all that kind of thing. All the videos and audios that we usually do, plus live streaming video, we have that now. And the new website looks good. And more importantly, the new website is very responsive. You can find it very easily on most, if not all, devices. And you can easily check out the audio. It bounces up very quickly. Now, Bill, we don't have the same scoreboard capability and the same scrolling capability that Bill Proposky has for us on More Stuff Online. And our radio button is still there at More Stuff Online. But we'd like for you to come on over to the new website, check it out, and tell us what you think of it. My best way to get a hold of me by email is msowebradio@gmail.com. We're changing it. msowebradio@gmail.com. Yeah, you can see if we're on. We should be on.
And I just punched in the MSO News Sports, and bingo, up it came with the logo.
Yeah, we'll have to monitor to see if we're on. But all my readouts here tell us that we're on. So we've been doing that, and so therefore we've I don't want to say we've neglected our interviews, but we've certainly had to put that on the back burner for a while. It took a couple of months to get this thing going. Big learning curve for me. I'm learning live streaming video. Andrew Nicastro is our streamographer. We partnered with Andrew, and Andrew will still be doing our football games for us, thank goodness. At least one per week, possibly two, maybe Friday and Saturday. But we'll go through the whole schedule here. We on? There we go. We are on.
So and I have to tell you, before, under the old format, it was often very difficult to get in and get a broadcast.
Well, what's big, and most of our listeners, I don't know what the age group is, I don't know the demographics, but certainly anybody under 40 is pretty much plugged in. They're not going to go to laptops or desktops. They're pretty much going to check things on their phone. And, you know, people in my generation are doing that now. So it's much easier. We're pretty happy about that. It's easy to get a hold of. The streaming is really okay. It sounds just as good as it did before. Little tinny, of course, on a small phone with the small speakers. But if you plug it in to your earbuds, you get that good quality sound. So we're very happy about that. We've got the website caught up, and it's easy to traverse and easy to visit. And you can find just about anything you want there. Most of our on-demand, if not all of our on-demand, obviously is still over on morestuffonline.com. We're going to keep that around. But we hope that you visit the on-demand over there. But MSO News Sports is all the current new stuff, and we'll have our archives here as well. So we're working on that. We're going to take a look at the football schedule of games coming up for high school football that will be starting soon. Also talked with Mark Tarmy last week, Coach, the athletic director over at Marblehead High School. Mm-hmm. And Marblehead now has something on the order of 1,100 or 1,200 kids. So they're like the second or third biggest school. I think it's classical, maybe English, and Peabody might be ahead of them.
Yeah, I think so.
Not
I
even sure about Peabody anymore, but Marblehead is
always Peabody. Always was a monster school. In
Marblehead is way up there now. Gloucester down to 700 or 800 kids, so Gloucester is one of the smallest. Gloucester, the only schools smaller than Gloucester. You're sitting down, Winthrop, Saugus, Swampscott. Gloucester is the fourth smallest school in the league.
Geez, I thought we still had like 900 kids.
Nope.
Then.
I just talked to the principal last week. You do not. So it's.
Did we forget to fill in the ninth grade class after the seniors left? You know.
Jeez, I hope not. Oh boy. Anyway, we also talked with Scott Cooper last week. Scott put us on to a brand new thing. There's a program for disabled kids that's running in Malden every year, and we're going to talk to the people who run that program very soon. Hopefully before the fall season gets underway, and promote that. We'd like to cover that next year. They have a very special event where all these kids with very special needs are able to participate in a baseball or softball game, and that includes kids who have wheelchairs and so on. And it's quite a thing. Kids who are challenged in some form or another, and it's a beautiful thing. So we're going to try to get some coverage on that as well. Talk with Scott about that, and Scott, of course, will be helping us out with football and so on. We're going to get caught up. First, we're going to see if we can get a hold of Gary Larrabee, talk a little bit of golf. If not, then you and I will come back and catch up a little bit. And then we'll check in with some of our other scheduled guests, if you don't mind.
Go Jackie Bradley.
Go Jackie Bradley. Yeah, well, you know, he's...
Five for five the other night. Five RBIs, two home runs.
5 for 6. He's an enigma. He definitely is an enigma now.
He's been hitting.
Yeah, okay. We'll be right back.
Since he came
back.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the entire North Shore for over 23 years. Hi, this is the owner, Kevin Harrington.
And I'm Marty Harrington, Kevin's son. We are a family-owned business supplying some of the highest quality academic and athletic awards, such as trophies, plaques, and medals, customized engraving, embroidery and silkscreen services for t-shirts, performance wear, jackets, sweatshirts, and more. Our premium quality corporate awards include plaques, clocks, crystal, acrylic, and glassware. For golf tournaments, we provide an assortment of gifts to offer from customized wind jackets, performance golf wear, umbrellas, cooler bags, and more. Check out our products online at harringtontrophy.com.
Our clients and friends throughout the North Shore are proud to award our quality products, and we at Harrington Trophy have prided ourselves in our personal, prompt, and exceptional customer service over the years. Ask for Kevin, Marty, or George. We are located in Lynn and serve the entire North Shore as we ship and deliver anywhere. Or check us out online at harringtontrophy.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Tufts.
Harvard.
Smith.
Boston College.
Olin.
Georgetown.
Berkeley.
Salem State University.
University of Massachusetts.
What is the common denominator?
St. Mary's Inland. Find your authentic self and attend your preferred option for college. All at St. Mary's.
A Catholic college preparatory school educating students in grades 6 through 12 from all North Shore communities.
Visit, explore, and apply today at stmarysland.com/champion.
North Shore Radio. MoreStuffOnline.com. News and sports for the entire North Shore.
Okay.
All right, we're back. Well, you got Gary Larrabee on the line. We're going to try this little phone problem with this phone. We may have to switch phones on our end. Gary, how are you there? Are you there?
Right here, guys. Great to hear your voices.
Now, I'll tell you what, Gary, we're going to have to call back on our other phone. This I can barely hear you, and it's very scratchy. So we'll call you back in a second, okay?
Great. That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Okay, so we are forced to take yet another break. We'll do that right now, and then we'll come back. Hopefully, our little phone situation will be cleared up, so hang in there.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
It's team decided. The best pizza in Lynn is Mandy's Pizza on Goodrich Street, right across from Lynn English High School. Satisfying pizza lovers since 1962. Stop in or enjoy express delivery in Lynn and Swampscott. Go online and check out mandyspizza.com or call 781-599-6000.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and I want to speak to you today about our kitchen cabinet department. Many of our customers tell us how much they appreciate browsing in our showroom, in which there are 25 kitchens displayed. They're also very complimentary of our sales staff. Denise, Randy, Steve, and Mike are four of a kind that's hard to beat. Please visit our kitchen cabinet showroom. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly, or MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Bank.
Hey, look, free lemonade.
Hey, sweetie, can we have two free lemonades?
Sure. Would you like me to pour it? There's just a small pouring fee of 50 cents.
Okay.
And it's just 25 cents more to have it chilled.
But the sign says free lemonade.
But you should really read the fine print.
Does it seem like your bank's checking accounts have all sorts of hidden fees? At North Shore Bank, we think checking should be sweet and easy, like sipping lemonade. That's why we offer checking accounts that work for you, without the customer service issues and hidden fees of a big bank. So if you're looking for a local community bank, call us today at 877-712-7000 or visit us online at www.northshore-bank.com.
North Shore Bank. North of your expectation.
Do you want me to smile while I pour?
Member FDIC, member SIF.
All right, happily we have the phone situation cleared up. Gary Larrabee on the line once again. Hello again, Gary.
Hi, guys. Great to be with you, and a wonderful time to talk about the PGA Championship, both the National PGA Championship and the New England PGA Championship.
Well, at least so far, I mean, with my limited knowledge, Jordan Spieth got to be the golfer of the year to this point, no?
He'll be the golf of the year no matter what happens from here, but even though we didn't win yesterday, it took a record score in a major championship, 20 under par by Australian Jason Day, to prevent Spieth from becoming the first player to win all three majors contested in the United States. So, and Spieth finishes second, of course. He tied for fourth at the British Open, although there's only one shot out of a three-way playoff. Wins the first two majors. Amazing stuff for Jordan Spieth, no matter what he does the rest of the year. And now he's number one in the world in the rankings. And another exciting day yesterday in the final round. And lots of great stuff to look forward to, I think, even from here to the President's Cup coming up in October.
You know, certainly in regards to Spieth, for someone that young, to show that kind of consistency that he has demonstrated since he came out on the tour, Gary, is certainly unique. Probably the only other person who's been that good that early was Tiger Woods when he broke onto the scene.
That's exactly right, Tim. And hard to believe we may be seeing, in some respects, a reincarnation of Tiger. 20 years later, 18 years later, here we are in the very next generation. We thought we'd never see anything like Tiger again, but we just might be seeing that with Jordan Spieth. But if we don't, we're going to have a fantastic time, I think, these next 5-10 years watching Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and Rory McIlroy. I think we clearly have a big four right now in golf, which we haven't had really since we had the big three back in the 60s. With Player, Palmer, and Nicklaus.
Yeah, you know, and certainly there's a whole supporting cast to go along with those guys. You know, Justin Rose, Kircher. I'm looking through the names. Kamer. Boy, a lot of guys you haven't seen before either have showed up. Bubba Watson is certainly another name. Stenson. A lot of good young golfers. That certainly haven't shown the ability to maintain a high level of consistent play the way certainly that Jordan Spieth has, but certainly from tournament to tournament, any one of these guys can snatch up and take it, as we've seen basically over the past few years with the number of first time winners on the tour.
Exactly right. Although I think these four have certainly risen to the top this year, but there's always a supporting cast of challengers, and you put a very good group together there, and virtually all of them are foreigners as well, which is an interesting point. But I think right now these four have risen to the top based on the four majors this year. But even when it was Palmer, Player, and Nicklaus, and in the 70s it was Nicklaus and Watson and Weisskopf, there were always others. It's just going to be great watching every week from now on. And we couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, you know, and yet in the middle of all that, Jim Furyk had a really good term. He finished 4 under. Ernie Els finished 5 under. You know, some of the old guard are still hanging in there and making an appearance. And I guess for some of us older people, remember those guys when they first came onto the tour, to see them still in there and playing tough. That's always great to see as well.
It is, but it's no question Els and Furyk are both on the downside, and they did make, they make token appearances, even though I think Furyk still has the capabilities of winning. I'm not sure if he can win a major anymore, but he can certainly contend in the other events. And while we're talking Jim Furyk, because Furyk kept myopia assistant pro Dan Vinizio company on the two practice rounds last week out there, Dan was our only North Shore player, only one of only two players from the New England PGA who played last week in the fourth and final major of the year. Didn't play too well, 89 the first day, but then 76 the second, and just an extraordinary experience for Vinizio, who I saw today, guys, when I went out to watch parts of the first round of the 95th, I believe, New England PGA Championship being played out at Neshottuck Country Club in Concord, and across town at Concord Country Club.
Gary, that was the smoothest segue from the national to the local that I think I've heard in a long time.
Excellent.
Well, that's how we got from Furyk to Country Club, I guess.
There we go.
Thanks to Dan Venezio. But just to report on late-breaking news, the leader of the New England PGA after the first round is Rich Berberian Jr., teaching pro up at Wyndham, where Joanne Flynn from Danvers is the director of golf. Berberian's the defending champion. He shot 66 today at Neshonnick, that 6 under par. There are two players at 68, Eric Barlow and Jeff Martin from Norton. From a local angle, our next player with any North Shore connection, Kirk Hinnefeld, shot 71, is tied for 6. We go down the list a little bit. David Dion from Beverly Golf and Tennis shot 72. And I'll mention a couple more guys. Frank Deli from Kernwood shot 74. Assistant Todd Scarafoni from Turner Hill also shot 74, as did Venezio. So we'll see how that shakes down the next 2 days. One day they play at Concord, one day they play at Neshonnick. The third and final round will be at Concord on Wednesday. And we'll see if any of our guys can catch up with someone like Rich Berberian, who last year, guys, became the first second-generation New England PGA professional to win the New England PGA Championship. His father, Rich Berberian Sr., never contended in this tournament, but Rich is the first second-generation to win the title. Looks like he's on track to win it, to successfully defend the next couple of days.
How was the weather out there, hot and dry like around here?
Yes, gorgeous weather, gorgeous golf weather when you really get down to it. It was about 90, but nothing unusual for August. It beats rain, wind, and cold.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which is not that far away, guys, I guess a couple months. But they're looking for good weather just like this the next couple of days, and it should be an exciting finish at Concord. And it doesn't look at the moment like any of our local guys can get in the hunt, but it'll be fun to watch anyways.
Now, Gary, the young kid who just won the New England Amateur, McLaughlin?
Nick McLaughlin from Far Corner.
Right. Is he eligible to play in this tournament?
No, Nick's still an amateur. Nick's a senior at the University of Virginia. This is strictly for New England PGA Class A professionals. They have to have worked in the business with a PGA classification for... I believe it's 5 years. It might be 3 years now. So you can't turn pro today and play in the New England PGA Section Championship tomorrow. But speaking of McLaughlin, he's had a record-breaking summer.
Boy, hasn't he?
New England amateur scene, just like Spieth had a historic summer on the biggest of all golf stages. McLaughlin plays at a Far Corner to play in Massachusetts events. He also plays at a Portsmouth. He lives up in Newcastle, just around the corner from Wentworth by the Sea. He went to St. John's Prep, won the state individual championship as well as a state team. He's had a very shaky last year or so, playing amateur-wise and playing for UVA because of a back problem, but he certainly has resolved the back problem. He won the New England Amateur the week after the Mass Amateur. He won the Hornblower. He won the New England Invitational. And he capped it all off by winning the Massachusetts Publix a couple weeks ago. So a remarkable summer for Nick McLaughlin. And, of course, it gives Far Corner a nice little bit of recognition since he does do some practicing up there and plays an occasional 9 or 18.
Now, Gary, I don't know if you know this, but will he go right into the golf season when he goes back for his senior year at UVA, or is that a spring sport as well? But I mean, he'll play all fall.
No, they have a fall season and a spring season. Of course, they're in the Atlantic Coast Conference. That's a big time college.
Oh yeah.
For him, and they'll be doing some traveling this fall, and he's going to make the team, of course. But based on his play this summer, if he's in the same form once he gets back to school in another week or so, and they start having they have about 12, 14 players. So they have tryouts, and then they have the first five guys. We'll play in their first match coming up in September, and we'll see how it all builds to the NCAAs in the spring and see if Nick and the Cavaliers can make some headlines like Nick did this summer.
And if all continues to go well, we could see him make a splash onto the pro scene a year from now.
You never know. Well, because we talked last year about this time after my Opie's young Mr. Jack Whalen had won his second. We met Invitational. Said we had a great summer. He had 1 year to go at St. Lawrence. He finished up. He graduated. He's had a very rocky summer. And I'm not so sure if he's going to turn pro after the way he played this summer. We'll let him make that decision, but you never know what you're going to do from 1 year to the next, especially at that young age. And making that decision is a very, very difficult road to travel.
All right, Gary, before we let you go, a little bit about what's going on writing-wise. You're enjoying this summer of writing columns for the Salem News on Fridays.
Indeed. Second year in a row since the passing of our late lamented North Shore Golf magazine. But this week, I think, guys, unless something surprising happens the next couple of days, I'll either be talking about a real hero in keeping the Commodore Open, the Mike Frangos Memorial Commodore Open going, or I'm going to talk about history, how history was made, and where this in 2015 marks the 35th anniversary of two very significant golf events which happened here on the North Shore. You guys remember what happened back in 1980, right?
1980, let me see. Jimmy Carter said we're not going to the...
Well, I'll let you wait and hold your breath.
Okay.
Friday.
Oh, all right, and of course, if something breaks, you'll talk about that, too. Hey, Gary, it's great. Stay cool. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Good night, Gary.
Gary Larrabee. Now we got to look that up, right? Yeah, last week, he said something like, and as you well know, Rick, as you remember, and it's like, no, I don't.
1980, no, Jack didn't win his last one.
Well, that was when... I know the Patriots didn't win the Super Bowl that year.
No.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back,
the World Series,
and we'll check in with somebody. Who's next? Oh, Coach Beverly Football Coach Dan Bauer. You're listening to North Shore Sports Night on MSONewsSports.com and at MoreStuffOnline.com. But MSO News Sports is our new website. So if you're not over there, go ahead and pop on over there right now, and you can join us as well. We're broadcasting quite easily over there. All right, so we'll take a break, and we will come back with the Beverly Football Coach.
But I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to RotaryDreams.org.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, we're back now. We're joined by Beverly Football Coach Dan Bauer. He's also an school administrator over at Beverly High School. Hi, Dan.
How are you?
We're doing good, Coach. How are you doing in this heat?
I'm doing all right.
He's in an air-conditioned office. He's not complaining.
Well, Coach, busy time of year. You know, doubly busy for you as an administrator, of course, getting ready for school. But what's been going on during the summer? Let's catch up for summer, and then we can sort of get into what's going to be happening in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's been short summer, as you know, with school going extra long this year due to the snow days, and you know, school starting before Labor Day, so it's short summer. And our boys have been lifting and running 6 a.m. Running and lifting sessions, and we actually had a camp last week, the Northeast Player Development Program. We had Marblehead High School here, Hamilton Wenham High School, and Manchester High School, and 180 kids. So it was a good week for us, and you know, we were in a 7-on-7 league over Marblehead, and, you know. Busy, and the kids are real busy. We have lots of lacrosse players, baseball players, basketball players, so they stay plenty busy in the summer. I don't know how they find any time they ever get a break with their families. You know, they're all flying around.
Yeah, that's so true, Dan. And as we've talked in the past over the summer, you know, you sort of recounted the sort of the regimen that the kids get into, and they fit their lifting and their running in, because a lot of them do play, you know, other sports, and baseball or basketball. They may be in some summer leagues, all that. So it is a tremendous commitment on their part to, you know, play those sports, but also remember that in the fall they've got to be in football shape as well. With the time remaining as it is, what happens now on your end and on their end as well? Because we're a couple weeks away from the beginning of school. You guys will be starting your tryouts and your workouts. So how does that go in the last couple of weeks of the summer?
Well, we had that camp last week, which is it's a good way to get them ready. And, you know, the drills are uniform, and basically we had an NFL program we ran here the last couple of years. We just took that model, and we use that in lieu of captain's practices. Rather have the kids, you know, working on things that will make them better and keeping a uniform and safe. And quite honestly, here's been the week off, which is unusual just the way it fell with our workouts. We were able to get all of our max in last week at the camp, and we'll pick up and start on the 24th. So, as I told them, clear your calendars, make sure you're in shape. You know, we have a run testing on Monday, and they need to be in shape. It's only a two-week preseason. So the days of, you know, using the preseason to get in shape, those are long gone.
Right.
You know, if you're not in shape, forget about it, particularly, you know, not only just reacquainting yourself with the offense and defense and what you need to do, you got to be ready. So we feel like we're going to peak during the season. That's our key. So, you know, giving them a little time this week, I think, is important to make sure, you know, anything that they have, anything that's nagging them, they can get over it, be ready to hit full bore ahead on Monday.
Yeah, you know, I was just gonna make that comment that this week off would give them a chance to recover from any little nicks they may have gotten during that week's previous workout, which had to be pretty intense most of the time.
Absolutely, you know, and particularly, we had a lot of guys play lacrosse almost every weekend at various tournaments around New England, and like I said, the baseball and basketball, and, you know, there's only so much, you know, tread on the tire. I know they're 16, 17, 18 years old, but you want football to be fresh when they start the season. You want them to be excited about the season and ready to go, and this gives us a chance as coaches. We have our meetings this week that we're going to hit, and we've been just, you know, fine-tuning and wrapping up all the little details that, you know, we got to be ready to go for next Monday.
So the coaching staff is still intact from last year? No changes?
Yeah, there are some changes. Jeff Hutton, actually, our offensive line coach, is the new head coach of Manchester High School, so we're very happy for him. And also Anthony Nardella, who coached their secondary last year at Ben Goodhue. Anthony is going over to run the defense at Manchester, so those are two big losses. And, you know, but again, happy to see them be able to, you know, move up, which is important in this profession. And so what that means is we actually are lucky that we had two coaches in our system that we're just going to elevate. John Pinchon, who worked freshman, we're going to bring him up to varsity. He's our lacrosse coach. And Paul Munzing, who worked the freshman last year, will stay in that capacity and be able to, you know, help us there. So I'm just at a stage where I just want to keep the continuity with the staff and, you know, really focus on having a great year.
You know, certainly, Dan, just to go back for a second, you know, you're talking about the kids playing baseball and lacrosse and everything. One of the great advantages for your program is that these kids come in tremendous athletic condition. Because they're playing a number of sports, the cross-training involved just makes the whole body stronger, and that has to be a benefit.
I think it does, and I really do believe, you know, playing the other sports in the seasons, and I think, too, you're exactly right. You know, the motive, you know, competition, I think, is important as well. I think competing is competing, whether it's on a lacrosse field, basketball court, or what have you. Is still competing, and having that chance to do that, being in pressure situations, you know, just puts, I think, our players in a better position when the season hits. So, you know, we welcome the students doing that, and I think it just enhances their overall athleticism to play other sports. I think it's very important.
Dan, I want to follow up on that. As an administrator now, if I can ask you to switch hats, and then maybe as a parent, how important is it to encourage kids to go ahead and play other sports, even if you're not so good at it?
Well, I think it's really important because, you know, as a parent or an administrator, just anybody that knows, the hours of 3 to 6 are real dangerous if you're not involved in something. You know, those are the times when, you know, the parents aren't home, and really, that could be a tough time if you're not in a structured environment, whether it's a sport, whether it's a music program, a club, or some activity. When kids have nothing after school, I think that's usually when they get in trouble. So having them involved in a sport not only keeps them involved and structured, but, you know, studies really show kids that are in structured environments do better in school overall. They also are in a situation where they not only learn teamwork, but they can make themselves a better athlete overall. If, you know, let's say football is not their prime sport, and I have guys, football may not be their prime sport, but it's the most important thing they're doing at the time. And I don't negate that because, you know, maybe lacrosse or maybe wrestling or maybe basketball is their sport, but they love football and they love the camaraderie with it. So
yeah,
it's important that they're involved.
And as an educator, coach, and a coach, you know, I know how important molding the kids is. I know how important winning is, obviously. But do you have experiences in your career where maybe, you know, a kid wasn't a star, and maybe even football wasn't the most important thing in his life, but because you dealt with him and because of the experiences the kid had with the team, it turned out to be a really good learning experience for the kid? I mean, that must be feel pretty gratifying.
It does, and, you know, we don't, we're in the mode where we don't have to cut. We can, numbers is important, actually, to help a good practice and a good program. So we've had players in the program over the years who, you know, really didn't play it down for us during the game days on the varsity,
mm-hmm.
but they gained a tremendous amount of experience by being a good teammate, learning responsibility,
right,
pushing themselves beyond what they thought they could. And when you get compliments after the fact, it means really quite frankly as much as it does when somebody makes all-conference or all-state, because we're really in it to make the kids better, you know, better athletes, but also better people. And I love having the opportunity to work with somebody and just seeing them improve. It doesn't matter the capacity, but just giving them a chance.
Excellent. Coach, Bill Newell, Tim and I are trying to keep in touch or reconnect with some of the former athletes who may have gone on to college. So during the season, we're going to ask you if you got any contacts for us that maybe we could check in on one or two of these kids and have them on our show.
Absolutely. You know, obviously, you know, George Callis is a fifth-year senior up in New Hampshire fighting for a starting spot at guard. Obviously, you know, Brendan's out of Holy Cross. So we have Mark Giles, who's a senior at Framingham. Isaiah White is out of Framingham. You know, Blake Sullivan's down at UMass Dartmouth, along with, we have Kenny Sullivan down at Mass Maritime. And I know I'm forgetting probably a handful. Chris Follett's on Fitchburg this year as well.
Where's Isaiah?
Isaiah's at Framingham State.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to give Tim that assignment. He'll get... I'm going to give Tim that assignment to get the addresses from you. We'll check in with those kids, but probably be at practice during the season, but we want to reconnect with those guys.
I think that's great, and I hope you're able to do that with the other athletes on the North Shore, because it's important, you know, because they've all left an impression in all the programs, respectively, and to hear back from them and how they're doing just, I think, gives, you know, everyone an opportunity to see what they're doing, but also perspective. And you know, and maybe a younger guy say, hey, you know, he's doing it, I can do it.
There you go.
You know, Dan, I think that's going to fit nicely into my Panther profiles that we talked about.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know? All right, Dan, so any last comments we had on the football team? Who's your first game with?
We open up with Wakefield down at Wakefield on the 11th of September, 7 o'clock kickoff.
We will be there, as usual, following the Beverly. So we will have Panther preview the in the days before the game.
We've got to get caught up on that, Tim. You know, I haven't been talking yet. This is a good week to reconnect. So
we could maybe even do that, as I'm sure I'll be away the following week. In fact, I leave Friday for the week up to New Hampshire, so I won't be back till the day before school starts.
Well, make sure you're careful on that bike. I'm sure you're going to be riding that bike.
Yes, I am. I did 462 miles on Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
That's right, why you buy the big bike. Dan, listen, thanks again, and we'll be I'll be talking to you really soon with the first of the Panther previews, and we'll also be getting the Panther profiles going as the season rolls along. And best of luck in the season, big guy.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, and enjoy the rest of your summer, guys.
Thanks, Coach. All right, that's Beverly football coach Dan Bauer. He's also an assistant principal at Beverly High School, and just a super, super guy, a super educator, super coach, super, super nice man. you know, and you know, it's funny, Tim, some of these guys, the dual personalities they have, in football in particular, but also I think in other sports, of course. And he talked about competition, but some of these football players, the biggest guys, are so gentlemanly and teddy bearish when they're not provoked.
Dan is a big guy like myself, and he is truly a gentle giant, a great gentleman, and just from seeing his relationship with not only the kids on the football team who I see him interact with, but seeing the kids around the school, he definitely has the respect,
get their attention,
of those students, and he gets their attention.
Absolutely,
exactly.
All right, we got two more calls. We want to check in with Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, and our own Bill Newell. I want to say hi to my daughter, who's at her first baseball game tonight at Fenway Park, with a whole bunch of other Gloucester kids.
She's not wearing a pink hat, is she?
Yeah, she's wearing a pink shirt, pink Red Sox shirt. She is. Yes, she's a pink hat. It's her first game. So I tell her, go enjoy the Fenway experience. And,
oh, it is a great time.
Want to check in with Kevin Bradley also. Kevin is the athletic...
We should call her and see where she's sitting and what's going on in the game.
We should. Kevin Bradley is the athletic director and football coach at Whittier Tech, and I met Kevin this summer and saw him quite a bit this summer. He took a bunch of courses that I was hosting for the Northeast Consortium for Staff Development at Endicott College, and he's going to start his own program, his own courses on the restaurants on Cape Ann and the North Shore, because... he sampled every restaurant every day, not every restaurant every day, but every restaurant each course. And each day he went to a different restaurant with a friend of his or two, and they have just nothing but raving compliments about the restaurants. And you know, my wife has a saying: you can't throw a rock on the North Shore without hitting a good restaurant. That's pretty true.
That's true.
We're very fortunate around here.
That was very deep for her to come up with. You know.
She's not in the room, Tim, so I don't know what to say. All right. On that note, we'll come back and we'll check in with Nick Kukru and then Bill Newell.
All right.
The North Shore Student Athlete Program has a new website. It is NorthShoreStudentAthlete.com. You can navigate to that website from our website by simply clicking on the link to the right on MoreStuffOnline.com. All the information to nominate student athletes is right there. It's a great program combining academics and athletics. Monthly winners, a yearly winner. Check it out and support the North Shore Student Athlete Program at NorthShoreStudentAthlete.com. North Shore Radio. MoreStuffOnline.com. News and sports for the entire North Shore.
North Shore Bank.
Hey, look, free lemonade.
Hey, sweetie, can we have two free lemonades?
Sure. Would you like me to pour it? There's just a small pouring fee of 50 cents.
Okay.
And just 25 cents more to have it chilled.
But the sign says free lemonade.
But you should really read the fine print.
Does it seem like your bank's checking accounts have all sorts of hidden fees? At North Shore Bank, we think checking should be sweet and easy, like sipping lemonade. That's why we offer checking accounts that work for you, without the customer service issues and hidden fees of a big bank. So if you're looking for a local community bank, call us today at 877-712-7000 or visit us online at www.northshore-bank.com.
North Shore Bank. North of your expectation.
Do you want me to smile while I pour?
Member FDIC, member SIF.
All right, we're back. Nick Kukru has joined us from the Gloucester Times. We're playing a little sports trivia here behind the scene, and we're just talking about Rusty Tucker winning the ITL finals for Manchester by throwing a perfect game in five innings. And that's the key to the fewest number of pitches you can throw in a major league, which is 15. Nick went with 27. Yeah. 15. You can throw a perfect game and get 15 pitches. Kearns is looking at me like he could kill me, Nick. Oh, man. All right, listen. The reason I got you on, Nick, is I want you to recap last week's Hall of Fame features that you did on the Gloucester High School Hall of Fame inductees, because, once again, those were just terrific pieces.
Yeah, we had our next two this week started off with John Pratt. He'll probably the most decorated point guard to play at GHS. I mean, he did everything, and those were some of the best teams, I think, maybe even the best team that Gloucester's ever had back in 2000, school's only NEC championship. And, I mean, that was that wasn't one of those split conferences, too. That was straight up 10 teams, and I think they finished 16-2 in the conference, 18-2 overall. I think 19-3 finished the season. But, yeah, I mean, he was a point guard. He was a leader on that team. So, I mean, well-deserved there for John Pratt. I mean, what didn't he do? I mean, he kind of, you know, you want to talk about a complete player. He's a complete player.
Yeah, you know, he had the ability to slash to the hoop, to dish off underneath, but also hit the big shot outside.
Yeah, exactly. And he could defend. I mean, you know, I think that's kind of one of the more underrated parts of both of the Pratt Twins games. They were great defenders. I mean, they, you know, defense, it's, you know, basketball is basically all effort. So that's, you know, shows a lot about both of their characters.
All right, and what was your second article?
And it was Joe Orlando, Gloucester baseball coach. He's the all-time winningest coach, 122 wins. I believe he's got almost 50 wins over the next highest. So, you know, he's kind of, I mean, you know, Gloucester baseball up and down, you know, for a long time. And he kind of, you know, took them to their first, you know, sustained run of success. You know, a nice 11-straight tournament run, which has never happened.
No, you know, it was funny because I remember hearing about the nominations. My first thought was when they were going to begin taking nominations, I actually thought I would call in and send in a nomination for Joe, because again, what he did accomplish over that length of time was truly remarkable. He had some remarkable ball players on his teams, but you have to put him in the right positions. There's a lot of decisions you have to make, who you're going to put out there, when you're going to make changes. And Joe did a great job. He understood the kids better than probably anybody that I've seen coaching in Gloucester in a long, long time.
Yeah, and you mentioned putting the kids in the right position. I think that might have been his biggest strength. He knew, you know, he knew the strengths and weaknesses of every guy on the team. I think, you know, more so than any coach, I think on Cape Ann, Dave Curley is the other one that on Cape Ann that's great at that. Just, you know, knowing his players, knows when to put them in, knows where they can play, what situations he can use them in. And that's kind of something that people, you know, that goes overlooked, kind of. You know, people think coaches X's O's, you know, teaching the fundamentals, which are obviously important as well. But he kind of knew his teams.
You know, Nick, you mentioned Dave Curley, and Dave has coached different sports, including hockey. But his success up in Rockport with soccer is absolutely phenomenal, considering the size of that school and the competition they have to play.
It is. I mean, I grow more impressed with Dave each year, especially, you know. He had a few stacked teams that he took really far, but I thought the last couple seasons, two or three seasons, you know, they weren't as, you know, stacked, you know, to the core with talent, and they weren't deep. And he empties the bench every game, and he uses everyone at his disposal. Even, you know, some kids you look at, they're not, you know, the most talented players. Dave knows, you know, how to use them and where to use them, and it helps. I mean, they're always contended for that Cape Ann League title, which is remarkable, because that is just a shark tank of a league, especially in boys' soccer. Boys' soccer might be its deepest sport in the Cal.
All right, what do we got coming up that you can talk about for us to look forward to in the Gloucester Times this week?
Yeah, we got a couple more Hall of Fame features at the end of the week. I know I told you Katie Taramina was going last week, but hopefully I can get her in this week.
Well, she had quite a week. She had quite a weekend, didn't she? She had quite a weekend, and she and her brother, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She set another record at the 1 hour run over at Manning Field in Lynn. Unbelievable. She ran something like, you know, well over 16,000 meters in an hour.
Good God.
She is unbelievable.
And Regina did pretty well too.
Yes, he did, and he was up there on the top side, and Gloucester's Regina Liacono won the over 40 women's division as well. So a great showing from the locals this week.
Yeah, two great kids, and Katie Taramina, Mizoraka's brother, Nick Taramina, also a great runner as well. All right, young man, we'll look forward to what's up in the paper. We're probably going to give you a call next Monday too, Nick.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor. We're a little pressed for time, so we'll take a quick break and come back with MSO's Bill Newell and talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing this fall as we have our new revamped sports site here at More Stuff Online. It's called msonewsports.com, msonewsports.com, or newsports.com. You can take your pick, so check it out. We'll be right back. No, I don't want to play that one again. I end up on that same one every time. Okay, we'll be right back.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
North Shore Radio. MoreStuffOnline.com. News and sports for the entire North Shore.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to RotaryDreams.org.
Okay, final segment. We're going to bring in Bill Newell now. Bill is our major announcer, more or less sports director and everything but name, I
Thanks,
suppose.
Thanks, Bill. We're out of time, and that'll be it for tonight.
And Tim is so jealous, Bill, that he doesn't have a title. I don't know what to say.
No, I have no problem not having titles.
All right, me too. We're in this for the fun.
What, you don't have a problem with me not having a title?
I do not.
Okay.
I have no problem with you not having a title.
Bill, do you have a problem with that?
Oh, you guys have a guest now or what?
Okay.
Well, you know, I said I was not going to come on the show until the Red Sox scored 45 runs in the series.
And okay.
Yeah, they've done it, so here I am.
There you go.
I just was waiting for the bats to come alive, and now don't we feel a lot better?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, and they almost won last night. My daughter, I was just telling Tim, my daughter's at her first Red Sox game, so we'll see how that works out.
Hey, I was listening to Gary Larrabee, and he mentioned 1980.
Okay.
I thought it could have been the U.S. Women's Open, the golf tournament held at the Salem Country Club in Peabody, won by Hollis Stacey, but I was wrong. That was 1984, so I'm not sure what the 1980 event is.
Was there a senior PGA around here?
What's that?
Was there a senior PGA around here?
Not that I know of, they're talking about, they have an event coming, right? But that's years.
Yeah,
but that's a couple years away.
Yeah,
that's in 20 or whatever.
Well, that's, Bill, I've been feeling.
I think that's the same time as the Olympics are coming, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, okay. We'll keep an eye on that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But Hollis Stacey won that in 84 at the Salem Country Club.
Yeah, well, I'll try to remember that one next time Gary says, as you well remember. Bill, talking to Tim, trying to catch him up. He's been away for a while, and maybe you could let our listeners know the. Sort of some of the things we've got planned, because we've got a full football schedule coming up, and that's going to start very soon.
Right, it starts. Teams will start practicing. Football players start 1 week from today, as a matter of fact, will be the first day of football practices on the North Shore. Our plans on the website are to really blanket these football training camps in the first couple of weeks leading up to Labor Day. So we'll have a lot of coverage, a lot of interviews. Also this year we're planning to do more than just football interviews, so, soccer, field hockey, the other fall sports that we'll hope to cover as well on our programming. And then again, we've got our football preview shows. You've got this show, which during the football season has turned into a football Monday Night Football show, which has been fantastic. And then we'll do a preview show leading up to the weekends like we used to do. And then again, this week in North Shore Sports, well, we will focus on some of the other big newsmakers, in the other sports, as I mentioned, the soccer's and field hockey. And I, listening to Dan Bauer, it was good to hear. I mean, each, you know, following up with some of our former high school players at the college level, I think will be very exciting as well. You know, I think that they, I think it's a win-win for everybody because it lets them know that we're going to stay in touch with them after they graduate.
Yeah, we almost started to do that a few years ago with the Winthrop kids, but this is something, this is Bill's idea, Tim.
No, actually, we did.
Well, we did. They were away at school,
We did. They were all away.
But I think this was Bill's idea, and we can do this, and we all, I think the three of us have to sort of pursue this a little bit with the other coaches, too, as Bill just said, not just football. I think it's a great idea, Bill.
Yeah, so that'll be something. So there'll be a lot of sports on the website, and again, spread the word as much as you can to people to move over. You're not going to miss anything if you go over to the msonewsports.com website, but in the other one's still available, but that's the one to be clicking to for the latest updates as we move forward.
Yeah, and I would encourage any fans in the area who have kids in college who played sports or they friends of theirs. You know, drop us an email and let us know contact information. We'd be happy to have these kids on. If not on this show, at least we can do the interviews and post them up there. They're very easy to play if you just take a look around. And Bill, we also have, I mean, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of games, and Andrew is going to be working video for us, and Tim's going to be starting. Your first game, as Coach Barr was just saying, you got Beverly at Wakefield.
Right, and I was just looking online, and, you know, with my busy year the last few years, I did not pay attention to this, but Mike Boyages has hired as football coach in Wakefield and AD, so they have a new coach and AD over in Wakefield.
I forgot to tell you that, and as Coach Bauer just mentioned, you know, two of his assistant coaches are now coaching in Manchester, one of whom is the head coach. So we've got some changes we got to catch up on.
New football coaches at Lynn English and at Swampscott as well. We'll be following those stories for you in the next couple of weeks as well. Get a chance to meet those new coaches. And I know English plays at Swampscott. I think it's the second week of the season. And so those two new coaches will go head-to-head. So there's a lot of things happening. There are a number of different changes on the North Shore. And, you know, we just got to get caught up on it, Rick. I've just been spending so much time following this Ben Affleck's nanny story. But once that settles down, you know, we'll get into school sports.
Wait a minute.
Bill, you're such a slave to TMZ. Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can top that. I just found out who the Kardashians are. I thought they were on Deep Space Nine. I thought they were a species of humanoids. But I'm not sure they're humanoids.
You just found out who the Kardashians are?
Yes, I found out when I was on this weekend away with my wife's cousins down at Brent Rock.
Bruce Jenner.
You didn't know that they were the daughters of Robert Kardashian?
I didn't hear you, Bill. Tim is making fun of me.
I was just, isn't there something up with Bruce Jenner? Anything new with him?
Not anymore!
This is a family program. And what did you just yell at me, Coach?
I said, you didn't know that they were the family of Robert Kardashian, the attorney from the O.J. Simpson trial?
No, and I didn't care, and I still don't. But there you go. Well, Bill, blessedly, we've come to the end of the hour.
Hey, I got it. Let me just share one story with you here. You talk about lowering yourself to the TMZ stuff, as Tim was just mentioning. So, a few years ago, I had pneumonia. This was probably like 4 years ago during the Anna Nicole Smith trial. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
It was the best thing ever. I couldn't, you know, I had to lay on the couch all day for 2 days. And so I just watched the whole trial, basically, rather than watch the soap operas or ESPN. That was great, the Anna Nicole Smith trial.
Well, you know, that reminds me, you know, when you have a bunch of pains, it's the one that hurts the most that's the loudest, and the other pains go away. So I'm guessing if you got pneumonia or whatever, it kind of makes those pains go away watching all this other stuff.
Watching all the other craziness.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Well, Bill, you just opened up a whole can of worms for halftime, let me tell you.
There you go. But I guess I'm not your best friend either, Tim.
No, we know where we stand, Bill, don't
Hey,
we?
Hey, Bill, I don't have a title. I don't care.
Neither do we.
Well, your title isn't best friend, I'll tell you that right now.
All right, Bill, wrap it up for us here as we segue out of here.
Well, no, just be checking back with the website is, the new website, and then spread the word about it if possible, and we'll update folks on those emails, too, and how to get in touch with us. But, you know, if you, one final thing, if you know of a student that's at college, you don't have to send us their personal information,
right,
contact
right.
information. You can just send us their name,
right.
and then we could go through the school and do it through the sports information office and do it that way if people have a little hesitation about giving Tim Kern somebody's phone number.
And, you know. I can understand that.
I don't even give people my phone number.
All right, William, we'll talk to you later on.
You take care. Have a good night.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Okay, that's Bill Newell. And again, it's the big change, Tim, in all seriousness, is having Bill with us full-time now. He's a retired Salem educator, and what a difference that's going to make.
Yeah, 2 years I'm retired. Can you wait?
Yes. Yes. Well, but you're contributing now, and you're over. And again, you've got Beverly. You've got you'll be talking with Dan Bauer.
Yep.
And in Gloucester, you'll be talking with
Coach
Zirilli every week. You've got Coach's File.
Fisherman's Forecast.
Fisherman's Forecast.
We're going to be doing a Panther profile this year. So, going to be busy.
You know I love you, man.
Yeah.
So we'll have to get you a title.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Right. Yeah, I feel like one of the characters from, you know, remember Red Buttons, the comedian?
Absolutely.
He used to come on and he'd do his monologue and he'd mention all these people and they never had a dinner. Well, I'm the guy that never had a title.
Okay. Let's see how it goes when you retire, because I'll tell you what happened to me when I retired. See if you can top that. All right. We'll be back next week. Tim, no, seriously, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Hey, I won't be here next week. I'm on vacation.
Right. All right. So then in 2 weeks, you'll be back.
I'll be back.
Okay.
I'll be back.
And it's going to be a great football
and
season.
And that's day one of school.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah. August 31.
You're in school before?
Before.
Yikes. Yes. Okay. All right, that is Tim Kearns, and I do appreciate his coming by today and being my co-host, as always, for all these years. 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, Tim. Mm. We're just finishing up 10 years. Unbelievable. And thanks to our guests. I'll be back next Monday. Meanwhile, pass the word, and thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
This is NSO Web Radio at morestuffonline.com.